Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, as the last days of summer, such as it was, are winding up, we may not feel like attempting to make anything far too complicated, settling instead on summer salads. But are summer pastas the simple and, more importantly, the tasty way to concoct a satisfying meal? Coppinger Restaurant's executive chef, Daniel Hannigan, joins me now in studio for some inspiration. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Listen, nobody has time to make their own pasta. Can we get that out of the way at the start? You don't have to make your own.
You don't have to make your own. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it is, because look, it is such an arduous, like an art form to try and do that.
I would say yes. I mean, I suppose if you have the time to do it, it's nice to learn. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's practical for most, I suppose, people or families to be able to get it done in like having such a busy life. So, and there's so many amazing dry pastas out there that you're not really lacking in quality when yeah. you're buying it in.
You know, sometimes when you think of pasta, you associate it with like heavy dishes like lasagna or ragu, and you don't sort of really think yeah. of it as a summer thing, but you can go light with it.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the way pasta is, a lot of pasta dishes and restaurants are going, is it doesn't have to be all cream and butter and now I do
lovely
like a bit of parmesan,
is.
Yeah. I have no issue with it. I do love it. But no, I think if you get good at making sort of lighter sauces using citrus fruits to kind of lighten it, and staying away from cream, I think, unless you're having a lasagna or a very indulgent dish, but in general, you can go very light and not feel too heavy and kind of go about your day without needing a nap.
And like, obviously, you know, cooking pasta is simple, but actually getting the sauce or the accompaniment to it is kind of the more trickier bit. Is it? And these things can get very complicated if you allow yourself, but is simpler the best?
Simpler is the best. I think, as yeah. I said, if you allow yourself to overcomplicate it, it can get very complicated and you can get a bit panicky about doing it the right way, where it's all a lot kind of testing and practicing at home, and it's still going to be nice food to eat whether you get it perfect or not.
Speaking of perfection, what for you first of all is the perfect type of pasta, and then what's your perfect pasta dish?
Okay, well, I would say perfect pasta dish would be like perfectly cooked pasta in the first place. I would use a general rule of thumb would be like a minute or two less than the packet tells you, because normally that time is kind of fully cooked, and you still want a little bit of texture in your pasta, and it becomes more stodgy as you overcook it.
But it's tricky to get that between kind of the al dente and overdone.
Yeah, and it's also probably pretty sore for people to constantly take out, burn it, boiling hot pasta to taste it every time. Kind of, again, like trial and error, but getting that right, and then after that getting a really nice light sauce, but thick enough and indulgent enough that it kind of coats the pasta, and that you can kind of just make it, because you want it to be delicious as well as light.
So one of our listeners says, can Dan give us the what you think is the name of a good dry pasta to buy?
Di Cecco is a good one. I know, I'm not sure if they're still doing it now, but there's a restaurant called Rosa Madre in Tampa Bar, and they were making dry pasta, and they're a great team down there. So, but Di Cecco would be very good.
Do you have it, like, you know, because there's so many sort of, like, I mean, whether it's spaghetti, linguine, whether it's anything, do you have a kind of a preference?
I suppose because we've just opened Coppinger, and spaghetti and meatballs was like a classic, so I'm using a lot of spaghetti at the moment, but rigatoni is very good. I suppose it depends on what the dish is. So if you have a really saucy dish, and like something like a rigatoni or with a hole in it will hold the sauce while you're eating it.
We're going to throw the recipes up on the website, but maybe to talk us through kind of a good sort of recipe, and an easy, preferably an easy one to do as well.
One of the recipes I've given, the spaghetti vongole.
Vongole,
yeah. So it's actually my sister-in-law made it for me a few years ago, or for us a few years ago, and I had never heard of it before.
What is a vongole?
So vongole is basically spaghetti, or well, I suppose you could use any pasta, but would be lemon zest, chili, clams being the main part, garlic and parsley. And it's like, once you have your pasta cooked, it takes about 3 or 4 minutes to make from start to finish. So you fry off your garlic and your chili, and then you add your clams and your white wine, add your pasta. If you want to go a little bit bougie, you can kind of add a little bit of butter and toss it through, so it gets that little bit more indulgent. But and then lots of lemon zest and lemon juice. And again, that using that lemon zest and juice lightens it, so you're not... Yeah.
It's not really, really heavy. And the good thing about pasta as well is that if you're vegetarian,
exactly,
that it's a good kind of source you for getting your carbs, and then you're not kind of just sort of picking the one thing on the menu. Exactly.
Yeah, and I think, I think a lot of restaurants are getting better now at that, at not having the one vegetarian dish, so that they, you know, I think everyone's getting a lot better at cooking vegetables and. But pasta is such a good one, and then I think like
you've gnocchi alla francese, which is. Peas and pancetta. I'd probably have to hold the peas, but it's a kind of a...
It's a bit of a riff on... So peas à la française is like a garnish for, like a classical French garnish, which is peas, white wine, bacon, and the sort of strange one is the lettuce that goes into the sauce. But it actually, if you throw it in right at the last second, it adds a real nice freshness, a little bit of texture.
And you're a fan of sweet corn and pasta.
I love sweet corn and pasta. If you add a little bit in Douya, which is sweet corn... A little bit of cappelletti or some kind of whatever pasta you want, really. But sweet corn and douya, it's very, very
And the one
tasty.
Thing people would love to do well at home is making a good pesto.
Yes.
Yeah. Top tips.
Top tips would be, I think the best thing would be, definitely toast off your pine nuts. But using you can use your pestle and mortar, but that's there's a bit of work in that.
Yeah.
The best thing I found is, and a lot of people have it now, is the Nutribullet. And it blends at such a power... It has such power that it would be similar to what I would use in the restaurant. So toast off your pine nuts, get it all in there with your basil and nice olive oil. The best of ingredients that you can get, you know.
Yeah. And how are things, obviously we will put the recipes up, but how are things going with the restaurant and this miraculous return?
It's been very good. It's been amazing. I think the level of support and love for us and Mark and Connor, the two owners, has been... sort of at times overwhelming. It's been very, very busy. But I mean, I've been kind of amazed by how amazing my team has been, the team across the board in Coventry and our group. Everyone's come together to support us to get this
and
open.
Lots of people just so, so delighted to see that return. Dan Hannigan from Coventry Restaurant, thank you so much
thank you very
for joining us today. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for.